Here is a short Cymbeline summary. Cymbeline is a late Shakespeare play and he brings some of his most persistent ideas onto the stage. Appearance and reality in the form of deceit is strong in this play. There is also a powerful interest for the audience in its theatrical acts of pursuit and seduction. Cymbeline is the king of Britain. He marries an unpleasant woman who has an arrogant son called Cloten. Cymbeline arranges the marriage of his beautiful daughter, Imogen, to Cloten, but she defies him and marries the poor but worthy Posthumus Leonatus in secret. Cymbeline banishes Posthumus, who goes to Rome. Imogen gives him a diamond ring and he gives her a bracelet. Several plot lines follow, involving disguises, mistaken identity, deceit, treachery and poison. The villain of the play is Iachimo, who bets a large sum of money against Posthumus' ring that he can seduce Imogen when he goes to Britain. Arriving there, he realizes that she cannot be seduced, but, he hides in her bedroom, spies on her and on the basis of what he sees, manufactures evidence that convinces Posthumus that he has won the wager. Posthumus commissions his servant Pisanio to kill Imogen at Milford Haven, but instead, Pisanio helps her to disguise herself as Fidel, a page, and she goes to Wales. Cloten pursues her to Wales disguised as Posthumus. He is determined to rape her and kill Posthumus. Instead, he is killed by one of her brothers, and his body is laid beside Imogen, who has taken a potion that makes her appear to be dead. Posthumus wages war against the Romans and defeats them. The play has a traditional comic ending. Iachimo confesses to his misdemeanors, the characters reveal themselves, all the misunderstandings are resolved and the lovers are reunited. And that's a quick Cymbeline summary. Shakespeare's Cymbeline summary performed on stage.